Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Dax Carlisle coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona, and all the way from Texas. That's right, my fabulous co-host, certified tarot master and crystal enthusiast extraordinaire. I don't know what to call that, Mary. Mary Brown.
Hello, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday. Yeah, crystal keeper, crystalline guardian, whatever you want to call me. I'm a certified crystal healer, too, and a crystal Reiki master. So I'm into crystals, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, I always forget those titles, you know.
too many hats, right?
Oh, tell me about it. That's all I have is hats, you know. Executive producer of the radio network, tarot reader, numerologist, hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, life coach. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. But the whole thing comes down to one thing, doesn't it? It all comes down to one thing, though, if you think about it. It's all helping people.
This is true. We're people helpers.
That's right. That's right. And speaking of helping folks, you can call into the show. You can get a mini reading. You can chat with us. You can ask questions, 714-816-4628. You can join us in the chat room, psychictalk.net/live. Just scroll down on the page. You'll be able to jump in with, oh, Eli Hart's in there. I haven't seen Eli in forever. Hi, Eli.
Eli. Yay. Yeah.
Been a while since I've seen Eli. I thought he dropped off the face of the earth. Wow. And also,
we had him on the show not that long ago.
Not that long ago, yeah. Yeah, we'll have to get him back again. We're always a open line show on Saturdays, but we often, you know, do a little mini topic. And the topic for today is surviving the holidays because, yes, they're upon us already. Oh, my God. So we're going to talk about that. I even put together a guide for everybody, Surviving the Holidays with Tarot. And
that's awesome.
You'll find it in our blog, folks, psychictalk.net/blog. The whole URL is psychictalk.net/holiday-survival-guide. Also, you know, except for the main page, if you're anywhere on our website and you scroll down, on the right-hand side, there's a search box. You can just type in survival guide or holiday guide or survival. It'll pop up. And we're going to take phone calls, and we're going to go through the points on the guide here, how to survive the holidays with tarot. And we got some really, really cool stuff for you here. Mary is going to talk about, you know, some crystals, right, Mary?
Surprise.
For the holidays.
surprise. Yes. Yes, I have a few suggestions of crystals that I think are really good to help us survive the holidays, literally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Plus, we have some other great, I just want to mention this real quick, because you and I were brainstorming some great shows for the rest of November and December. There's a lot of Saturdays in December. You know, one of them, of course, is your show, Mystical Musings, is always the first Saturday of the month, folks. And then, but we have four Saturdays in December. We got two more, I think, in November. And then we're into the new year already. So we've come up with some really great ones. I'm going to mention this. You know, you might want to jot it on your calendar if you're interested. So the Psychic Saturday show on November 17th, so that's next week. We're going to talk gratitude, the energy of giving and receiving, you know, just in time for Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, right? Isn't that what it's about?
Yeah, gratitude. Well, you know, when I was talking to you yesterday, you said something about that, about, you know, maybe we need to revamp Thanksgiving somewhat.
I think we do, because I think it's, I think what it is like we've gone through this, you know, the information age, I think, is really kind of partially responsible for it. And now we know more of things we're really like, you know, when this holiday started, and kind of a lot of the ideas, the mythology that we grew up with, we know a bit more about all parties involved. And so I think that it's still, you know, it's a lovely holiday, but maybe the idea of the first Thanksgiving feast and the pilgrims and the, you know, Native Americans that we grew up with in school, and we've learned that there's a lot more to the story now. And for a lot of people, you know, they kind of feel a little bit odd about it, right? So, but I think that spirit of Thanksgiving, the idea of it, and coming together, you know, with friends and family for a big feast like we do with Thanksgiving, I think is a beautiful tradition and one that we should keep. But I think we need to also think of it, you know, in different terms of like what that is, what does it mean to give a Thanksgiving feast? What does it mean to come together? And as we know, with most things, we're talking about an exchange of energy, right? You know, giving and receiving, and how do we do that? And what does it mean? I think it's a great way to look at it. Are you there? Are you still there, Dex? I don't know, but I guess I could keep talking.
I'm here.
I don't know. Oh, there you are. It's like, but yeah, because I think
Sorry
we can,
about
you know,
that.
No problem. I think we can still take this holiday and give it more of a modern twist, really, really making it our own. So I think that's the best thing about, you know, traditions, is that if we want them to retain their meaning, then they have to evolve with us. You know, they have to, those meanings evolve with us, and we can still, you know, find ways that we can embrace it in a way that, you know, is sincere, and we're not just kind of acknowledging something that we just don't think is necessarily, you know, appropriate anymore, you know. We can make
it fit our modern
understanding.
It's not just that, you know, it's also that just in general, all the holidays, you know, lose their original meaning, you know. So we have Memorial
mm-hmm.
Day in the United States, you know, and
yeah.
It's for our veterans that we've lost, but
yeah.
It's a picnic day. And we're doing barbecues and everything,
yeah.
And
it
loses the meaning, you know. And then Christmas,
yeah.
You know, oh my God, Christmas is
yeah.
just a commercial thing now, right?
Right. Well, you know, that's interesting that you mentioned Memorial Day, because you know tomorrow is Veterans Day, and I was just in the grocery store this morning, and there was a little table set up with the VFW. Handing out poppies, and I actually had a great conversation with one of the vets that was standing there. He gave me a poppy, and but people, you know, that's a great example of something that most people don't understand the meaning of anymore. They don't understand why it's poppies. They're not familiar with the In Flanders Field,
right.
You know, poem. That referenced that. They don't understand the idea of like poppies growing in fields that, you know, were disturbed by war. They don't, we've lost practically all, I think all of our veterans from World War I, which, you know, Veterans Day used to be called Armistice Day, and it was about the ending of the war. You know, on the 11th day, the 11th hour, all of that has kind of been lost. on a lot of people. And, you know, my grandfather was a World War One vet. So I grew up aware of all of that. I mean, and he had, this will get you, he actually, World War One, he still had his rifle that he had with him in France. Because back then, the World War One vets, when they got out, they could, you know, they took their firearms with them, you know. So a lot has changed, you know, since those days. But, yeah, we're losing the memories of World War II, too. And that's dangerous territory to get into, if you ask me, you know. So we need to find ways to keep these keep these ideas alive and give people that don't have the memory of them, or even like, you know, or several generations removed from having memories of them, give them a reason to still acknowledge it, you know.
Well, Veterans Day is 100 years old, and the American Legion is 100 years old as well.
Yeah.
In 2019.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah. And people don't understand that, like, a lot of the things that we have, laws that have been passed, you know, rights that we've received. I'm not just talking for veterans. I'm talking about for the whole population of the United States. A lot of the things that we have now is because the American Legion, which started with the World War One veterans, you know, right after World War One, they all got together and created the American Legion to facilitate and help their comrades, you know, coming back from war, and children that had, you know, lost their father in the war and grandfather and things like that. But also, you know, it became an organization advocating for things at the national level with Congress and, you know, lobbying Congress. And a lot of the things that we had over the first, you know, 40, 50 years after the American Legion was founded, a lot of the things that we enjoy today are directly because of the American Legion.
That's where I got my first poppy, was because my grandfather was, of course, in the American Legion, and I used to that was one of my favorite things to do, was hang out with him and all his World War One buddies when I was a little kid and listen to their stories, and always have the little poppies from them. It's weird.
I mean, my relatives, it was World War II. We didn't have any World War One people, that they weren't old enough, you know, to be in World War One. So surviving the holidays. Now, you know, I'm going to go through the survival guide. I just linked it in the chat room. If you guys haven't seen it yet, or maybe you're listening in archive, you know, go over to the blog, or, you know, search for surviving the holidays. It'll pop up. It's also psychictalk.net/holiday survival guide, and we're going to go through this. But what about, how can folks use crystals to survive the holidays, Mary?
Well, I am so glad you asked. You know, the way that you use crystals to survive the holidays is so simple. I mean, you kind of just, you know, carry it around in your pocket. It's kind of like, you know, whether it's like just a tumbled stone or a polished stone, or shaped or cut like in the shape of a worry stone, you know, those little oval shaped stones that you can just, you know, carry around in your pocket, or you can wear it as jewelry. And, you know, crystals are great. There's a lot of crystals that are super terrific for handling stress, handling anxiety. And some of my favorites, you know, are the blue stones. Blue stones like sodalite. You know, the sodalite has the nickname of being called the stone of peace, right? And peace is always helpful to get our inner peace, our sense of peace during the holidays. Sodalite's good at calming the mind and you know, has even for some people been able to help ease panic attacks for people that have them. And just, you know, anxiety, it's got this like comfortable energy to it, a very comforting. And, you know, it also helps, you know, if you're feeling nervous and about sharing, you know, ideas with other people. And I think that comes up a lot around Thanksgiving especially. It's like, well, what do you, you know, what should I cook? What would people like? What do you guys want to do? You know, we have a lot of back and forth, you know, and wanting opinions and expressing our own opinions on how the day should go. And Sodalite helps us, you know, comfortably speak our truth in a sense. So that's a very helpful stone. Another blue stone, blue kyanite, is wonderful too. And that's just kind of, you know, blue kyanite's really kind of amazing because it's one of the stones that can align all of our chakras. It's got this sort of like, it's grounding, but it's got the spiritual vibration as well. And it's really good when it comes to helping us release like a frustration or feelings of anger or worry. And also it connects us to our higher wisdom. And the thing I really love about it is that it doesn't hold on to negative energy, right? You can't hold, you know, be walking around either wearing or carrying a piece of blue kyanite and hang on to any sort of negativity at all, you know. So it helps with that. Another thing that we don't talk about a lot is when we get really stressed out, and I don't know if it happens to you or any of our listeners, but, you know, there's so much planning involved a lot of times with, you know, making a big dinner with everybody or having, you know, guests come from out of town, that kind of stuff, that stress can lead us to not being able to sleep so well. And then if we're not getting enough sleep, then we end up being even more stressed and drained and you know, during the holidays. And white howlite is actually a great stone to use during the holidays to help you, you know, kind of be able to relax and to get some rest that you need. And it's also good at shielding anybody else's negative energy, you know. So rose quartz is always a great stone. It's got this wonderful, calming, loving energy to it. It reminds us, helps us remember to take care of ourselves. And, you know, another thing that's kind of interesting too that I want to mention is, you know, taking salt baths, you know, pink Himalayan rock salt or Dead Sea salt, taking a bath with that to help release the toxins and de-stress and stuff. Those are crystals as well, and that's a great way to kind of de-stress either, you know, before the festivities begin or after, you know, the big meal is over. So those are just some crystals that I especially like to recommend around this time of year because it can really help calm down the energy and let you kind of you know, focus in on what you need to focus on and release what you don't need to be worrying about.
Well, today's a good day for that, you know, especially spas and baths and stuff. Numerologically, you know, it's a one day, so it's about self, you know, 10, it's the 10th, 1 plus 0 is 1. And then the whole date, 11, 10, 20, 18, if you add all the numbers up, you get 14, 1 plus 4 is 5, so it's a 5 date. And 5 is that high energy number, but it's also the chaos number. It's the number of adventure. You know, I always tell people on a 5-day, go ride roller coasters, go to the movies, read a good book, take that salt bath, you know, pamper yourself a little bit. It's not a good day to make any decisions, sign contracts, anything along those lines, you know. And it's a Saturday anyway, so, you know, you want to just enjoy yourself today, enjoy the high energy. And I picked the card of the day. I got the 4 of Cups, you know, which is often a trouble in paradise, dissatisfaction, stuck in a rut kind of card. So in alignment with the energy today, self and high energy, you know, take a step back from everything. kind of think outside of the box. It, you know, when the Four of Cups comes up, it's also contemplation, reevaluation, meditation. You know, so and lost mm-hmm. opportunities or missed opportunities is a big thing. You know, so there's something you're missing, and if you take a step back so you can, or maybe two or three steps back, so you can see the whole picture, the big picture, and think outside of the box, you're gonna see what you're missing.
That makes sense.
Yep. Absolutely. So we're going to go to the phone lines and take some calls. The phone lines are starting to light up here. If you're listening live, this is a good time to call in because you want to get into – there's room in the queue, but you want to get in there and get your spot early because we take the calls in the order that they come in. So 714-816-4628. You can also ask questions in the chat room. I got a lot of background noise, Mary, on your end. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I just moved to the table. I'm done.
Yeah, that was really loud. Okay, so like I was trying to say, you can join us in the chat room. Go to psychictalk.net/live and scroll down below the player. You can ask questions. You can ask for readings in there as well. Psychictalk.net/live. Otherwise, give us a call, 714-816-4628. Help with surviving the holidays, or you can get a mini reading, or you can ask us about Reiki, crystals, tarot, numerology, hypnosis. I mean, you name it, we've got it all covered between Mary and I. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines. Before we go to the phone lines, let me give you a couple things from the Surviving the Holidays with Tarot guide real quickly here. The first thing I say is to set your intentions now. Before things get too stressful, set your intentions now for the holidays. While everyone else is expecting to be walking into a war zone at family gatherings, set the intention and go with a positive attitude. Pull a card or two that represents the outcome you're looking for. You know, tarot's not just pulling cards randomly and looking at the information it's giving us. It's also, we can pull the cards out on purpose face up for what we want to manifest. Maybe even light a candle or do some other ritual that you're fond of. You can also do a spread where you do have the cards randomized to see, you know, what to expect. But remember, we have free will. So whatever comes up as potential outcomes, by pulling cards that represent what you want to occur, you can set the intention. Or at least you're going to be forearmed and forewarned, you know. But set your intention now. You know, what usually happens, Mary, is we dread going to certain events, seeing certain people, and it just sneaks up on us, and then we just go, and, you know, we're not prepared.
Yeah.
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 So the next thing I mentioned in the guide, right? So the next thing I mentioned in the guide is, okay, where do you start? You know, what do you do first? So, you know, around the holidays, we have a lot to accomplish. So pull a card or two and see where to start, what to tackle first. Create a list with tarot as your guide. And then each day do daily guidance. Get inspiration and daily guidance with tarot throughout the holiday season. Be sure to carve out some quiet time just for you and draw cards every day. Do a daily draw and then refocus your intention that we did talked about a minute ago. And next, ask questions about upcoming events and what you need to know, what you most need to know now and how to solve problems as they arise. So we're going to come back to this guide and hit some more points, but we're going to intersperse it in between some phone calls, and we're going to go to, let's see, the caller that's been waiting the longest is area code 267. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello, 267. Hi. What's your name, hon?
Oh, hi. Hi. My name's Donna from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania,
And
it's Donna again. It's Donna.
Yay.
We know Donna.
Yeah, we're changing the channel a little here. I just wanted to ask if there's anything, you know, it's just anything at all that I should know. Any messages or do you want a specific question?
Sure. No, we can pull some cards. And Mary, maybe one of your other Oracle decks might be good for this.
That's what I was thinking. I think so. I think, you know, do you want me to go first, Dax? Because I can pull an Oracle card for her. I'm thinking the Chakra Insight Oracle might be helpful, since might tell us where we need to kind of focus right now. Okay. And, oh, wow. So, look, you know, this is interesting. The card that I pulled for you actually has to do with the throat chakra, and it's talking about expression and assertiveness, and also, you know, what direction. And this is, you know, kind of really focused on the direction that your heart is calling you in, you know. And it's saying you're the big part of this is to be able to express and communicate what it is that you want, you know, voice your opinion and feel comfortable being able to do that. So that's what it's asking you to do, is saying, like, you know, look, it matters, you know, it matters what you want, and what you have to say is just as important as what anybody else has to say. And so, you know, it's just asking that you keep that in mind, and that you acknowledge, you know, kind of who you are and what it is that you really want in life, and try to align yourself so that the things that you say and the actions that you take are going to take you in that direction where you really want to be.
Okay.
It's very interesting, because the first card that I got, Mary, talks about the same thing, reward or acknowledgement about skills and abilities. And it talks about joint projects and development, and, you know, using those skills. And then I got cards about strength and inner fortitude. I think now that we, you know, end of the year's coming up and going through the holiday season, you know, that you want to be, like we mentioned earlier with the guide, you know, prepare now and be all set for this. And I got cards talking about psychic intuitive awakenings. And you may be more coming into your intuitive abilities and paying attention to dreams. It also talks about, you know, paying attention to cycles in your life, you know, especially female cycles and feminine power, things along those lines. That's what's coming up. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, so contemplate on that, Donna, and, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, work on those skills and abilities. And, you know, if you get compliments or acknowledgement, you know, accept it.
Okay. I will.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the call, Donna. Great talking to you.
Yeah, thanks.
Awesome. Okay, so real quickly, a couple more things from the Holiday Survival Guide. I can't talk today. Problem areas or people. If you're already aware of particular issues or people, pull cards about them and deal with it ahead of time. Ask for guidance, and don't forget to bring in gratitude and set your intentions. And we're going to be talking about gratitude on next week's show. So it fits perfectly there. You might want to pull a significator card that represents the person or the issue, or just, you know, put out a picture of them. If you have a picture of them, you know, and then draw some cards and work on that. Another point from the guide, cooking with tarot. You know, we all need good ideas, right, for holiday gatherings, ideas for food. They're just a tarot card away. How about cup cards for shrimp cocktails, or swords for skewers, or cards that have greens or gardens on them for vegetarian delights? You see a hearth card? How about chestnuts roasting over an open fire, anyone? So basically, it's use your imagination and use the tarot for that. Okay, so we'll come back to the guide. Let's go. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mary.
Oh, I was going to say, and, you know, they can, you know, that's interesting because in the last few years, I guess even before that, there's a few tarot decks that are designed around food and herbs and, you know, like the kitchen and stuff. So there, you could even, and some of them come with recipes
the kitchen
too.
Throw.
You might even. Yeah, you know, that might be a fun way to approach the holidays and find some new recipes.
That would be perfect. That would be perfect. Yes. Mary always has deck ideas because I think she has all of them. Anyway.
I wish. Not yet. But soon.
So we'll come back to the guide. Let's go take another phone call here, the caller that's been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. You're live on Psychic Talk Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Bex.
Hello,
hi,
hello.
Mary. Thank...
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Deep. I'm calling from the United Kingdom. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for the lovely radio show.
Oh,
awesome.
Thank you.
All the way from the UK. What's going on? What's it like over there these days, you know, as we get into November?
Oh, it's wet and rainy, and we are celebrating Remembrance Day tomorrow, which you guys call as Memorial Day.
Yeah, or Veterans
exactly.
Day, yeah. Used to be Armistice Day, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's 80 degrees here in Tucson and sunny. You need to come over and visit.
warm up a little in the States.
Yeah.
So what did you want to talk
about?
Chat did about? You want a reading or?
Yeah, can
yeah,
I have a reading?
Yeah, open line. What area do you want to look into, Dee? What's your question for us?
A love reading would do.
What's going on with love? The love.
And did you have a specific question that you wanted to ask us about, someone you had in mind, or just kind of
I'm currently single. I have somebody in mind, but I'm open to other opportunities, other options as well.
Okay. Well,
I think
the cards
it's your
I'm
turn
getting,
back.
The cards I'm, well, I was trying to start, but you jumped in there.
Sorry.
It's that five energy. I'm telling you, it's that five energy. You know, it's chaos day. You know, and so we're talking over each other and all kinds of stuff. You know, so bear with us as we try to get through this show. I don't know if I can. I don't know.
It's my fault. I'm the chaos meister.
Apparently so. I don't know. Oh boy. Anyway. So as I'm looking at the cards, Dee, I'm not yet getting any particular people coming in. Instead, what the cards are talking about is all about you and your attitude towards love and relationships, okay? One of the main
mm-hmm.
themes is one of the main themes is geez. It just popped out of my head. How do you call it? Emotional stability and emotional fulfillment is what it's talking about. You know, it's time to step back from everything, which I was talking about earlier, you know, with the card of the day, and thinking outside of the box and maybe taking a new turn, new leaf, new chapter in your life, you know, how you handle and approach relationships, dating people and things along those lines, you should be more focused on your own emotional fulfillment. And the cards, I'm getting nurturing cards and mother cards and things like that, you know, really adopt that in your personality and exude out what you want to attract in. That's the key. And there's cards talking about imagination and, you know, using your intuition and psychic ability, your empathy for others. And the very last card after all of those is the World card. So literally the whole world opens up to you if you, you know, follow your heart's desire towards emotional fulfillment, following your intuition and psychic ability, and exuding the nurturing nature, mothering love, you know, that you want to attract in. So let's see what Mary's getting.
I have the weirdest cards that have come up here. I mean, and they kind of fit a lot with what Dax was saying, and we may have even gotten one of the same cards. But I got all major arcana cards, which, you know, like rarely happens. So what that says to me
really
is
rare.
Like, this is a big turning point when it comes to your love life. The card that's overlooking all the other ones is the Hermit card. So what Dax is saying about kind of turning within and kind of, you know, reflecting on, I feel like it's saying, like, reflect on what it is that you really hope for in a relationship. Because underneath the Hermit is the Star card. Underneath the Star card is the Lover's card. And in the future position, Dax is the Empress. You know, so I feel like that kind of, the Empress really goes along with what Dax was saying about the nurturing energy. And also, to me, the Empress a lot of times is saying, like, look, we have to nurture our relationships for them to grow. And also it has to do with, like, what we're already connected to, you know, our network, you know, kind of when I think of the Empress, sometimes I think of a tree and its root system and how far it goes out and how a lot of times we don't realize our interconnectedness. And I think that is a factor in this next chapter in your love life. I think that the Judgment card that comes up in the past position, you know, is saying, like, okay, you know, sometimes we can look back on the past and how things went in our relationships, and we can say, all right, you know, let's leave it in the past. Let's let go of that, you know, and say, okay, that those things ran their course and they turned out the way that they are, and now I need to focus on what it is I really want to bring in. That Star card at the center of everything. That's our hopes, our aspirations, you know, what we wish for to happen, like wishing on the star. And I feel that if you take a little bit of time to kind of reflect in a real positive way on what you want in a relationship while, you know, making peace with the past and kind of releasing that, I think that you're not going to have any problem bringing in a relationship that is going to be, you know, nurturing for you and the other person, and a pretty happy thing. I mean, hey, the Lover's card showing up here is never a bad thing either, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
That's right. Plus, Mary, I got the Empress card as well as one of my cards.
I thought so.
Synchronicity.
Yeah.
Synchronicity.
So those are really positive signs for this, for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for
and,
the reading.
You're welcome.
You know, once you work, and I was going to say, Dee, once you work on that for, you know, a week or two, call back in on a Saturday, and, you know, we'll see if something's showing up, you know. Like a particular person.
Yeah,
awesome.
Sure. Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in all the way
Thank
from
you.
The UK.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening as well. I love when we get international calls, Mary.
Me too. It's so exciting. It's international.
I know. Well, you know, we are across the entire globe. And by the way, I wanted to mention that we have a new feature on our blog post. So on the website, when you click on upcoming shows or when you go to psychictalk.net/upcoming, you see all the shows coming up over the next several days. And when you click on those posts, it gives you all the information. And there's a link right there on each of those posts, Find Your Time. And if you click that, it'll open up an image with all the major cities across the entire globe, going from like Hawaii across North America and Europe, New Delhi, Japan, Australia. It has all the times for that show. So that's a new feature.
How cool.
You're going to find. Yeah, yeah. And
that's
speaking
awesome.
Of upcoming, before we go to another call, let me mention that tomorrow is a double feature. We actually have two shows back-to-back, Spiritual Landscapes and Cooch's Cosmic Cafe. Now, on Spiritual Landscapes with Lottie and Frankie, they're going to be talking about out-of-body experiences, and that show will air at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern in the U.S. And, of course, you can get the times for where you are on the blog post at psychictalk.net/upcoming. You'll find these shows. And then directly after that, right at the top of the hour, so that'll be 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, Cooch's Cosmic Cafe will start right away. So listeners, stay tuned. Callers, stay on the line, because if they don't get to you on the first show, there's another bonus show coming. And Cooch is going to be talking about her book, Awakening of the Chakras, and she's going to have on Catherine Hahn from the Monday show, because Catherine just finished up a whole series of shows, one on each of the chakras, which you can catch in the archive as well. And then the next show will be Monday, Compassionate Light with Catherine Hahn, and Catherine is having Cooch on her show. So
awesome.
You're going to get, Catherine and Cooch tomorrow, and you're going to get them again on Monday. So if you know if they don't get your call, you'll be able to call in on Monday with your questions about chakras and chakra realignment and reading questions if you want a mini reading and things like that. So double feature tomorrow, and Compassionate Light with Cooch and Catherine again on Monday. And you'll find all of our upcoming shows. You'll find all of our upcoming shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming. Go check it out. Alrighty. Back to the survival guide, travel and tarot. So during hectic travel, either by car, plane, or both, it's handy to have your favorite deck of cards in your pocket or purse. You can do meditations, impromptu readings for family and friends in the car with you, or even strangers while you're waiting at the airport. You can play games, card games, charades with with the tarot deck, and a lot more. So there's what to do in those travel moments. And then the next topic is tarot timeout. Are things getting stressful at a gathering? Family getting on your nerves? Take a time out. You know, head to an empty bedroom, the bathroom, a closet, the backyard, whatever you got to do, wherever you got to go to get away for just a minute. Pull out your cards, and then you can pull out specific cards to help you center and refocus on having a good time. And if there's a particular issue going on at the event you're at, you can pull cards on how to resolve or at least get past it. And the next topic in the guide is spice up the party. Tarot is always the answer to spice up your party or family gathering. Pull out cards, and everyone is, you know, as soon as you pull out that deck, you know, everybody's going to be instantly fascinated. You can do mini readings for your guests or family members. Right, Mary? I mean, you know.
Oh, it totally changes the conversation. It's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell them their personal year number for 2019. You can play charades with tarot. You can introduce them to the ancient game of Tarocchi. There's another thing you can do, which is like a bridge, you know, trick-taking game that I know probably 99% of your guests and family members at your gatherings have never done. And, you know, tarot, the two things that you can pull out, I know, you know, from my experience as a tarot reader and a hypnotherapist, is you tell people you're a hypnotist at a party, or you tell them that you're a tarot reader and pull out your tarot cards, you're instantly the center of the party.
Oh, yeah. You're the life of the party right there. And, you know, it's fun, too. And I hate to say this, right, you know, because nobody likes to think of the idea of there being, discord during the holidays. But oftentimes there are. Sometimes you get into those same old crappy family arguments that you've had for years. I would say it's kind of, tarot can be a wonderful, like, resolution,
become diplomat. The mediator.
Yeah, by using the cards. And then it's not what you're saying, it's what the cards are saying, right?
That helps too, yeah. So you pull out your cards, become the mediator, you know, in disputes, you know, and say, okay, we're going to consult the cards, see what's really going on here and what you guys should be doing to resolve this. It's really, really fantastic. You know, it's basically this whole list of surviving the holidays with tarot is use your powers as a tarot reader, folks. You know, use the powers you have using tarot cards. You can do it. And lastly, before we go back to the caller line, visions of sugar plums. So everyone nestled in, but you're still trying to get some much needed rest. Dump the sheep and try counting tarot cards instead. You'll be drifting off really quickly. Yeah. So we're going to take some more calls. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about tarot gift ideas, which, by the way, is also our show for the 8th. We're going to have a spread for you, you know, for those last-minute gift ideas. You know, you have someone maybe that's hard to pick a gift for. They have everything or what have you. We're going to show you a spread that you can use, and that's December 8th when we come back, December 8th. And next week, the 17th, is gratitude. Okay,
yeah.
So let's... Here. We're going to go back to the phone lines. The caller that's been waiting the longest area code.
Here is the lifetime warranty. Yeah, $50.
Hello. Hello, are you there?
Hello, it's Andrea. How are you?
Hi, Andrea.
Good.
What's going on?
Oh, we talked a while ago. I was the one that was trying out for the TV show, remember?
Yes,
yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, so I just came
How's
back this past Monday. Well, I've been really good. I came back this past Monday, and I tried out again in New York City. And this time I got to be interviewed by the actual producers of the TV show.
Awesome. So you got a call back. That's excellent.
Well, no, not yet. But I got to just divine timing. I happened to be at the right place at the right time and just had a conversation with this lady. Turns out she's a producer. And then she goes, would you like to be interviewed? I'm like, oh, heck yeah. And I think I've been waiting 7 years for this. So then I got the whole interview. And then I did the audition. The audition was good. So, yeah, it was
really
good.
Excellent.
Yeah. So do you think I'm going to make it this round now? I think this is my final time.
I was going to say, let me guess what you won a reading on, right?
Yes.
Wild guess. It's not love life.
No.
See. I think it's my turn to go first, so I'm going
to... Your turn to go first.
Do that. Okay, so let's see what comes up here on how this is going to go for you now that you've had all of that. Well, you know, it's interesting. I think these cards are actually pretty good. Now, look, the Empress card is the first thing that comes up, with Queen of Pentacles underneath it. The Nine of Wands is overlooking everything else. So, you know, to me, Nine of Wands, for one thing, is about, like, our determination. So you haven't given up on this. And I think that the fact that you've been so determined is been what's like really allowing things to sort of come together like they're coming together. Like, it's no accident that that woman happened to be a producer. It seems like, well, what a weird coincidence. No, this is actually
not a coincidence.
It's that energy carrying forward from all of, you know, your effort and determination that you've put into this. And Queen of Pentacles, the Empress card, you know, to me, those are both like cards of like abundance, and they're good signs too. Now, the thing that we end with here is the Two of Pentacles. Now, that may actually be reflective of like the timing involved with this. So maybe over the next couple months is when you see this really play out. You know, overall, you know, the other thing I want to mention about the Nine of Wands real quick, and then we'll see what Dax got, is that from Nine of Wands to me is also a card of preparation. So I feel like, you know, start preparing as if this is happening. Okay. So whatever that is,
you say
whatever
that
means.
When I was, it's funny you say that, because I was doing the interview and I was chatting with another guy, and I said, this is my vision, how I want to do, you know, my performance and all this stuff. And the producer behind me said, wow, you thought about this for quite some time, how you want to play this out, how you've been thinking about this for a while. I'm thinking, yeah, I have.
Awesome. Dax, are you getting?
Yeah, it's really important what you just said, and all the cards I'm getting are actually talking about this to some extent. I got the Seven of Wands, which is a card about fierce competition. So that, you know, there's a lot of competition, but the secret of this card is that you know, you are the figure in the card who's on the top of the mound. And so the cards are trying to remind you that you have the high ground in this situation. Now, this whole preparation thing, this is when it's really important. And I don't know how long this process is going to be, but most of it is not the art or the performance. It's all about you and your mental state, your focus. The cards are warning about not focusing on anything negative, even if there's a setback here and there. You know, the first card is talking about that you have the high ground. The second card is a warning about, you know, don't put your focus in the wrong place, because you'll attract in the negativity if you focus on that. You got to focus on the positive, and specifically the end goal, to draw that in. Now, there's a decision maker going to be appearing soon, and this is a female, okay? And she is very analytical, all right? So what this is trying to warn you about is, in this preparation, realize it's all, and the seven, it's interesting, I'm getting all these seven cards. I got the Seven of Cups, which is a card of fantasy and illusion. Okay, this process is not about fantasy and art and performance. It's not. It's a business. It's all about politics, and that's what's showing up with this other card here. There's a woman decision maker, and she is all about being skillful in the politics surrounding it, and she's very analytical and businesslike. And so you need to know that that's how you get the in with this person, is not by the art and the performance. Yeah, I'm really great, you know. Watch me do this, you know. It's not that. It's convincing her that you've got the business sense, which it sounds like you're already preparing for, and other people in the process have already noticed that you're prepared and that you've thought this out. And that's what's really going to get you through a lot more than talent, believe it or not. So that's what's showing
up in the
cards.
Maybe that's why it's taking me 7 years to finally get on there.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Another seven.
And
this
that's,
is my
maybe
seventh,
that's why
seventh the, time trying out. So maybe that's why it's a seven.
I got 2 7 cards. Yeah, 2 7 cards. Yeah. And then the Four of Pentacles is showing up talking about structure. And this is the last card. So it's also the timing card. So there's a 4 week to 4 month window involved here. And it's a very positive card. You know, it's about financial and material security.
Okay.
So
that's
I think
awesome.
Things are
well,
looking
I got my
up.
I got my vision board already. I'm already starting my vision board. So
awesome.
I got all my stuff from my trip to New York City on here with the plane, and I am the winner, and so all the other stuff,
awesome.
Things that I'm putting on there. Yeah, if you can't put the universe like
yep.
the winner is so and so, you have to put I am, because all the universe doesn't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, you got to tell
it. Anybody.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's exactly right. The more specific you can get, the analogy I always use is a GPS in your car. So you get into the car and you don't need to know all the how to get there. You know, that's what the GPS is for. You know, the universe is like a giant GPS. And but the main thing is you have to type in the correct address. You know, you're a couple numbers off on the address and it's going to take you to the wrong place. So you got to have
right.
an exact address. Yeah. So your goal has to be well-defined. I always tell people, create a 5-sensory immersive visualization of exactly what it's going to look, smell, sound, feel like, you know, look like when you're standing on the stage, you've won. Okay?
Oh, yeah, because I'm very much the clairvoyant. I can actually see things and I can hear things. So I see myself on the stage and having a conversation with Simon. And, you know, so, but you have to visualize it yourself. Otherwise, it's never, you know,
absolutely.
It doesn't work.
Absolutely.
Yep. And bring
excellent.
All the things.
You ask the universe for a sign, you get them. Because when I went to, I was tossing between going to North Carolina and Florida back and forth, back and forth. When I went to New York City, I said, I just need an extra sign. Just, you know, just whatever you want to give me, give me. And as I'm walking down the street, there's a car parked in New York City on the sidewalk with Florida plates. So there you go.
Yep.
There you go. It's you're getting, you know, those signals. Encouraging you and letting you know that, yeah, you're on the right path with this. So I'm excited for
yep.
you. This is
yeah, me
quite
too.
An adventure.
Yeah,
my neighbor
sold her house, and the person who moved into her house had drove up from had California plates, and that's the next state for the audition is California. So
wow, another sign.
They're all over the place. Another sign. All over the
yeah.
place.
Well, keep us in the
awesome.
Loop, Andrea.
Yeah.
I will.
Terrific. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye, Andrea.
Bye-bye.
Always nice to hear from her and her progress. She's really progressing there. It's really great.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. So before we go back to the phone lines, back to the guide here, and we've got tarot gift ideas, which actually on the 8th we're going to be talking about that. And we're going to have a spread for you, as I mentioned earlier. So mark that on your calendars, you know. Trouble finding the right gift, quote unquote, for that hard to please friend or relative or the ones that have everything. I know, I hate it too. If you're inspired to do so, pull a card that represents the person you're picking a gift for. Or you can just put a picture out on the table of them and then pull some cards for inspiration. I think it's a great way. Yeah, yeah,
that's
and we
fun.
Have an actual spread. I have an actual spread for that, which we're going to be giving you on December 8th. Yep.
Cool.
And then lastly
yeah.
on the survival guide is give the gift of tarot. You know, if all else fails, don't know what to do, give the gift of tarot. A lot of people don't, even tarot people, don't think of this. Okay, and this can be as simple as gifting tarot decks or for friends and family that already own decks, you can give them boxes and spread cloth and tarot bags and other related items, right? T-shirts. We were talking about that
yeah.
yesterday, remember?
Yeah.
Doc Caro, you know, the old milk campaign, you know, I love that. You know, it's like you want to drum up conversation, especially at a group gathering or whatever, wear your tarot shirt says, you know, got tarot question mark, you know, just
simple
white letters on a black background. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And something for something unique and more meaningful. How about gifting a reading or a numerology report?
Well, that would be fun.
Absolutely. In fact, we have gift certificates. So if you go to my page, psychictalk.net/Dax, or go to Mary's page, psychictalk.net/Mary, you can book a reading with us for yourself, or you can give it as a gift to someone else, and we'll provide you with a gift certificate so that you can, you know, put it in an envelope or put it in a box and wrap it up. And, you know, what a unique and meaningful gift to give somebody, a reading or a numerology report. I do numerology reports, which we can do as well, or both. And another thing, you know, what about your family and friends that are into tarot or should be and don't know it, you know, yet? How about gifting them a tarot course or a membership in the Tarot Guild? Or maybe they're a professional reader. Give them tarot certification. In fact, here on the Holiday Gift Guide, I mentioned that what we're doing for the holidays is I have a whole Tarot Guild gift package that includes membership in the Tarot Guild. It includes my Tarot by the Numbers course where you learn numerology and tarot. It's a $297 value. You get your tarot certification, which is a $47 value. And what we're adding to this for the holidays, this is our normal package on the Tarot Guild website. You're also now going to get a free tarot reading, a $97 value. You're getting the whole complete package either for yourself or you can give it as a gift. Again, we can create a gift certificate for this that you can give as a gift. And it's all for just two easy payments of $47. So you pay $47, and then next month you'll be billed another $47. Or you can make one payment of $78, the number of cards in the tarot deck. You get all of that for as low as $78. And all you got to do is go over to the Tarot Guild website, go to the Join page, and click the Join Now button to sign up for that. tarotguild.org/join. So what do you think of that, Mary?
I think that's super cool. I think that I would like that for Christmas, you know, or my birthday.
Yeah.
Or I think these are all great ideas. You know, like I totally, you were talking about how, you know, people don't, even tarot readers don't even think of this stuff sometimes, and it wasn't, I don't think, until the last few years that I really thought about gifting tarot decks to people, because there's so many awesome decks out there, and I started doing that a couple of years ago, and people loved it, because what's neat about the way it is these days with so many different deck choices is that if you know someone who is a tarot reader or likes tarot, and you also know, like, say they like dogs or cats or, you know, practically whatever you're into, there's a tarot deck with that kind of theme. So there's a lot of different choices like that, too. And it makes it fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know your family and your relatives and your friends, and you know what they're into. You know, like Doug is into tigers, you know. I'm a big dragon person, so like the first deck I ever got was gifted to me on my birthday, and it was the Dragon Tarot, you know. So
there's a
theme for everything in tarot, and you know what a very unusual gift. And then a lot of us have friends that own a lot of decks. They're tarot people. You know, we can buy them spread cloth and bags and very nice ornate boxes to put store our decks in and things along those lines, you know. But tarot readers and numerologists ourselves, we always forget that, you know, we can give away a reading. We can give away a numerology report. You know, how unusual and meaningful is that compared to other gifts that you can give? You know, and it's you doing it, or you can get us to do it. Especially people that, you know, I can't think of what to get them, you know. Well,
yeah.
Give them a tarot reading. Yeah. Give them a numerology.
Yeah. And especially the end of the year, because a lot of times that's when people would love to have a reading, or, you know, look at their numbers for the upcoming year. Everybody, you know, is interested in what the new year is going to bring for them. So that kind of a reading or a report like that is a perfect kind of gift to give them to use for that.
Absolutely. And we have a lot of that coming up. Like I said, you know, next week is gratitude. In December on the 8th, you know, how to pick the right gift with the tarot deck, using tarot spreads. We'll have the spread for you. We've got personal year numbers and the world year number. We got shows on that, on both of those coming up at the end of December. And then the first Psychic Saturday in January. So the first Saturday, of course, will be your show, Mary, Mystical Musings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you're gonna do some beginning of the year, New Year stuff on that show. And then,
oh yeah,
the second Saturday in January, I got to bring up my calendar here real quick here. What is the second? So the first is the 5th. That's going to be Mystical Musings, and then on the 12th of January, we're going to do a New Year's show, and we're going to do New Year's readings. So you can get a mini reading, you know, a taste of the new year on the 12th. And in addition to, you know, booking a private session with us or gifting a private session. And we'll also, for those of you that don't know your personal year number by then, we'll go through the personal year number again for you. We'll do those live on air as well. So lots of great stuff coming up. Do you want to take another call or two, Mary?
Oh, why not? Why not? We have a little bit of time left.
So check out the guide in our blog over to psychictalk.net. You'll find the blog right there, and you can find our tarot Surviving the Holidays guide there. And I know, Mary, you said you're going to do a blog post a little later on, crystals for the new year and for surviving the holidays, and you're going to do all kinds of posts like that.
Yeah, I'm going to, on my December 1st Mystical Musings show, I'm really going to focus on crystals. I'm going to be talking about crystal devas, since that's come up a bit lately, and people are like, what is that? You know, they're like the little crystal angels. But definitely talking about crystals that are even more crystals that are helpful in different ways than the ones I mentioned today. So definitely tune in to get your crystal information on December.
Awesome.
1st. Is it December 1st? I think it is a Saturday, right? That's December 1st.
December 1st. Yeah, Mystical Musings. So we're going to go to our next caller. Hello, caller. You're live on Psychic Talk. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is Eli.
Hi, Eli. It's Eli.
Hi.
Yay.
Oh, my God. We thought
How
you dropped
you?
Off the work. Oh, Mary,
I'm
this
like,
is funny.
Where did
he
I
said
go?
That. Mary, this is funny. He said it in the chat room that he survived Kentucky. And it's like, see, we thought Eli dropped off the face of the earth. No, he just went to Kentucky, which I guess is like dropping off the face of the earth. I don't know.
Yeah. Shortly after I got there, somebody landed on my computer. So.
Oh.
But it
How
wasn't
funny.
All bad. Like, from a spiritual point of view, it was a great experience. Like, I did so much growing there. Like, I would not go back in time and stop me from going there.
Oh, good.
Oh, great. Great. So what do you want to chat about? It's open line.
Well, I moved back to New York. And as soon as I got here, a friend of mine told me that, hey, I have everything that I need to start working with tarot professionally, or so he says. He started building a website. He started building a Facebook page, like trying to push me into doing this professionally as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I am completely terrified. I feel like I'm not ready. I feel like there's something else that I should be doing before that. And let's hope I can get a reading.
Right. You know, I'm going to pull a chakra insight card on this for you. A
great
couple
idea.
Of them. You know, so look, you know, the solar plexus chakra comes up. That's probably not surprising, you know, since we're talking about, you know, or, you know, being worried about it, being terrified. You know, the solar plexus, you know, it has to do with the strength of our willpower, our personal power. I think of it, you know, the color is yellow. I think of it as our inner sun, you know, like S-U-N. And, you know, look, there's an affirmation that goes along with the solar plexus that I want to share with you, okay? And, you know, you can listen back to the show and, you know, write it down or whatever if you can't write it down now. But look, I am strong, standing in my personal power today. I am worthy of being loved, respected, and listened to. I am proud, confident, and happy with myself. I deserve and accept the life I dream of. I choose to move forward in life. So I want you to, you know, put the energy of that into your own words. Work with that affirmation and think about that. I'm worthy of being respected. I'm worthy of being listened to. I deserve the life that I dream of. I choose to move forward. You know, all of those affirmations, I think, are helpful, you know, when it comes to, you know, diving in, you know, to going, you know, full steam ahead with your own tarot practice. The other thing that comes up, too, is the throat chakra with this idea of communication and the exchange and being able to freely express yourself and share your knowledge. That's it. You know, that's what reading and making the connection with people and voicing your truth. You know, I think a lot of that has to do when we're reading professionally with tarot. You know, it has to do with that confidence to say what we see in the cards to somebody. You know, and there's another thing. The last card is the third eye chakra, wisdom. Look, you're ready for this, okay? And I think it's just a matter of kind of reaffirming that in yourself, you know, and mm-hmm. finding different ways to do it. You know, work with stones, too. Work with the citrine for the solar plexus or yellow jade, but sodalite, blue kyanite for the throat chakra, amethyst, sugarlight for the third eye. You know, find ways that resonate with you the most, whether those are using affirmations or working with crystals. Dax, what are you getting for Eli on this?
Okay, I had to mute Eli's line for a minute. Sorry, Eli, but there's a lot of background noise there going on. But the cards I'm getting are all talking about that you really should be doing this, that this is your opportunity, you know. We've also had you on the radio shows. You know, I think you should be doing radio as part of this business opportunity. The first card I get is, you know, the Eight of Pentacles. Eight is the number of abundance in numerology. And it's saying you already have the skills and ability. And it's just a matter of the mastery of the skills and doing it till you're confident. And the way you do that is by jumping in feet first and just doing it, doing readings for people, doing it, you know, even if you have to do, you know, free readings for a while, you know, whatever it is you can do, you know. And we talked about in Mary and I, when we were talking about the holiday survival guide, about pulling out your tarot deck at events, you know. People will love it, and you can do, you know, just pull a few cards for each guest or family member, what have you, you know. when you go to these gatherings and do that, you know, instantly you're the center of attention, but also it, you know, it's good practice. And then also you're getting the word out. People will go, oh, yeah, Eli's a tarot reader. You know, I can book him for a private session. Okay. And the card after that is the Ace of Coins. You know, that's this, a new business adventure, a new business opportunity here. And I'm getting cups cards talking about, again, as I got for a previous caller, is something that's emotionally fulfilling. This can be very emotionally fulfilling. Your friend is showing up as the Page of Swords. That's the card of the Gemini. So, you know, this is the type of person that, you know, I don't know if this person is a Gemini or an air sign, but, you know, they are the people that have those skills and abilities to, you know, set up websites and set up Facebook pages and so forth. You know, I'm a Gemini. And the very last card is the Six of Pentacles. Okay. You know, that's often a windfall coming in, you know, kind of thing. And so the way I would look at that is that, you know, this can be, you know, really good financially, and it also gives us the timing on this, you know, which over the next 6 weeks you could really get going with this. What do you think, Eli?
I feel a lot better about it. It's a mix of the two things I had in mind. I feel like I'm not ready because I should be getting better, but I get better by mm-hmm. doing this. And
yeah.
For the money, I decided to have it set up so that I'll be doing readings for free with the option of if people want to give something, they can, but it's free. At least to
That's
start
a good
with.
Way to start, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and that, you know, and that's really cool. You know, Dax, that's interesting because that Six of Pentacles also, you know, can be about, you know, the generosity of people. You know, so you may find
exactly.
that doing it for free,
exactly.
you do get donations or tips. Love that.
Yeah, and on the part of the website,
yeah.
the website hasn't been published yet because we still have to finish it, where it says, like, the prices and it just says free. The picture on that website is the Six of Pentacles.
Oh, wow. There you
see
go.
There's
a sign.
See the tarot is always multi-layered, always multi-layered, you know, and this is going to be great experience. It's going to be that, you know, Eight of Pentacles, doing your skill. And
yeah, the other thing is that I'm not just doing tarot. Like, I'm learning so many other things. So I decided to put, like, a session on the website that would say, like, what I'm learning, and if people want to test me on the things that I'm learning, like Lenormand, runes, I'm learning a lot of things. It's an option for
awesome.
Them to know, but with the warning that I'm still learning.
Oh, that's so cool. But what a great way to really,
right.
you know, hone your craft. I love it.
And also, when you get more comfortable, you can think about, you know, coming on the radio again. I don't know if you've noticed it yet because you're, you know, just more recent coming back, but we have a new opportunity, and, you know, this goes for everybody listening out there. A lot of people aren't ready to, you know, jump right in and start their own custom show, you know, but now we have a new opportunity. It's our staff co-host position where you can come in as a staff co-host, and it's much more affordable. You can join us on radio shows as a host, and we take all the pressure away. We do everything. All you got to do is just, you know, show up, call in, and co-host with us. So that's another
yeah, that's
opportunity
actually in the plan.
Waiting for you. Yeah. So also for everybody listening, you know, go check that out, psychictalk.net/co-host. We just got a new co-host, Angela Johnston from the UK. We've got two more in the pipe ready to go that are going to be joining us soon. And one is Virginia and one is Dr. Todd, who was a guest on one of our Thursday Soul Sisters shows. And he's a psychologist and a tarot reader. Very interesting combination there. So the opportunity's out there for everybody listening. You know, if you're a practitioner of some kind, you know, you're a reader or an astrologer or a numerologist or a Reiki master or a crystal keeper or a life coach, a hypnotherapist, a success coach, a numerologist, you know, a psychic, a medium, you know, any modality really, soul realignment practitioner like the ladies on Thursday. Angela is in ready for this, Mary and Eli, and an Atlantean practitioner. Atlantean
awesome.
I know. It's just, wow. All this cool stuff. And hey, Eli, some of the stuff you're learning, it would be great for us to have someone on the network that does runes. And
yes.
Wait, I forgot what else he mentioned. What did you mention, Eli? Runes? Oh, learn them on. Yeah,
honestly,
we don't have anybody doing
it. If it's a test of divination, I have a book on it.
I love it.
There you go.
I love it. You're like me. I do the same thing. That I love all forms except for, you know, reading entrails. But other than that,
yeah.
I'm into it.
And
usually.
We would like to get more astrologers on the network too. So if you're out there and you're an astrologer, you know, start a show with a couple other astrologers. You know, a custom show, and you'll find the custom shows under psychictalk.net/hosts, or click become a host at the top of any page on the website psychictalk.net, or come on as a co-host and, you know, give us astrological forecasts and what's going on in the heavens and things like that. You know, so there's all these great opportunities. Check out psychictalk.net/co-host. Check out our co-host opportunity. It's perfect if you want to get your feet wet. Well, thanks for calling in. I hope that helped you out, Eli, and we look forward to hearing from you again.
Yes.
Happy to be here.
Good to hear from you.
Great to be back. Yay. All righty. So we're going to go to our final caller for the day. And if we didn't get to your call today, remember you can call in on two shows tomorrow, two full hours of Psyche Talk Radio, starting at 12 noon New York City time. And the second show starts at 1 p.m. New York City time. Okay. And you'll find all the times linked on the pages, psychictalk.net/upcoming. We're going to go to area code 201. Hi, caller.
Hi, how you doing? This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Where are you calling in from?
Hi. New Jersey. I'm on my way out.
New Jersey.
So please excuse the background noise. I'm just about done. Yeah.
Sure.
Yes. The holidays is something else. You know, I'm just looking forward to getting some rest. A lot of work going on, but a lot of interference. A lot of interference. Just want to see what you pick up with that.
With interference that you may be experiencing during this holiday season coming up, is that right? What we want to look
well,
at?
Well, some family stuff that I have to take care of, and the work is, like, overwhelming at this point.
Okay. Jack, is it my turn or your turn? I can't.
I lost track. I'm going to put Jackie on hold because, yeah, there's a ton.
Yeah.
Background
noise. And her question is about interference too. That's funny because there was noise interference. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and pull a chakra insight oracle card for her because I think that may be the most you know, best place to start, kind of, and how to deal with all of those things. And she needs to read our Surviving the Holidays guide that you were talking about.
That's right.
As well. And, you know, look, you know, when looking at the chakra insight oracles, cards that I pulled, for some reason, I pulled like five cards, which I usually don't do, but I guess it was needed. I wasn't paying attention. But the first thing that comes up is this So solar plexus card, but it's about gut instinct. So it's saying that, like, you know, use your, trust your gut, trust your instincts, trust your intuition in dealing with all of this going on. And the other thing that comes up is the idea of, like, you know, getting clear on, like, what is your responsibility and what is not your responsibility, you know. So I feel like even though she's got so much going on, dealing with family members, work overload, all of that, make sure that you're not taking on extra stuff that you don't really need to. Like, I wouldn't be, like, you know, accepting things that people are trying to push onto you that's not really your lookout, or volunteering to take on things that don't have anything to do with you, that they're just not, you don't need extra stuff being piled onto you. And I feel like that's, like, the biggest danger this holiday season is, like, having everybody just kind of pile on to what she's already overloaded with. And she's got to kind of trust herself, trust her intuition, and to, you know, get some perspective, you know, and get clear about what are the things you're responsible for and need to take care of, and what you really don't need to put your energy into. And I would also say to do things on a daily basis, grounding, centering, clearing your energy fields in the way that is most appropriate to you. It could be simple as earthing, like, you know, before you start your day and at the end of the day, get outside a little bit. You know, walk around in the grass a little bit, connect to nature a little bit, just to, you know, rebalance those energies, to ground yourself and to get centered again. Do some relaxed breathing technique or even a short meditation, or just, you know, sit in silence for a few minutes just to, like, get centered again. Dax, what are you getting?
Well, you know, mostly what I'm getting is that Jackie's more in the driver's seat than she believes. You know, this is going to come to an end. You know, I'm getting the death card, which is the completion of a phase or a cycle. So, you know, this is going to finish out for you. I'm getting cards talking about travel. You know, you need to take a step back and take a breath. Maybe you can't actually travel right now physically, but there's ways to travel without going anywhere. I'm thinking right away of what you said, Mary, way back in the beginning of the show about the salt baths.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be great.
Yep.
You know, Dead Sea salt, even, you know, doesn't have to be expensive stuff.
No. No, Epsom salt, you know, Dead Sea salt.
Yeah.
I actually saw something online as a mixture of a few different things like that. But I think lavender good too.
Oh, lavender's great. And it's relaxing.
Yeah.
Calming.
Relaxing, yeah. So you could take a vacation. You can travel, as it were, away from the situation by doing that. And the Magician card shows up to say that, you know, you are in full control. You can manifest these things to go the way you want them to by setting the intention ahead of time, which was the main, you know, the very first thing that we talked about in the survival guide was setting the intention now. You know, the central card in the middle, what this all revolves around is the Two of Cups, which is cooperation, mediation, compromise is the whole thing. And you know, after that comes the death card. You know, that's you're ready for the new. You're ready for this cycle to end. It's going to come to an end, and then you end up with the Knight of Coins, the Knight of Pentacles. And the Knight of Pentacles is the slowest moving of the knights. So, you know, you're making slow, steady progress, and it's going to work out for you, Jackie. You know, just be practical, The Knight of Coins is a card of being practical. And keep up that slow, steady progress. I hope that helps you out, Jackie.
Yes, it did help me out. And it's funny, when you said I was in the driver's seat, I did actually get in the driver's seat. And I have been salting. I have also been, getting my inventory together for more baths, because I've been bathing in salt water for at least all of the summer. And since I went back to work in early fall, I've been doing it at least 2 to 3 times a week, and it does, you know, give me an opportunity to release and let go, and, you know, just remove toxins from me, because I work in a very toxic environment that's surrounded by nothing but concrete and bricks. So I hardly ever get the chance to go outside anymore like I would like to in nature. However, I'm working at my mother's house, which has a lot of grass, and as soon as I'm able to clean it up and clear it out, I do intend to go outside, because it's getting cold now, but I still like to work outside. If you're even to rake the leaves and, you know, just play around with it. It has been very slow and steady and sometimes extremely tiring. But, you know, and all those attributes that you mentioned with cooperation and, you know, I need that, and I know that it's going to come. My manifestation is on its way.
Yeah.
It's just those hurdles that are in the way. And you know, I do need cooperation from other people, because they weren't willing to do it, and I'm doing it. And of course, I have to remain practical in all this, because this involves financial matters of, you know, put it this way, the rainy day, financial matters.
And there is light at the end of the tunnel. That's the thing, Jackie. There's light at the end of the tunnel showing up.
I'm looking for a move and a change into the new year that's well-deserved, hard-earned. And I just, you know, I'm just at that point in all of this where I'm like, okay, I need to go on retreat. I'm tired.
Yeah, that's what was showing up in the cards, too, was a retreat. Yeah, a vacation. You need a vacay.
Yeah,
all righty. Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I got to go back and listen to the entire show, and I'm sorry about the interruption in the beginning.
That's okay.
I thought I was going to avoid it, and then you called me just when I put in my order.
That's
that was
no
the milkshake machine. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I love milkshakes.
Awesome.
Yeah, enjoy. The milkshake machine. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thanks, Jackie. Yeah, that's the beauty of it. You can re-listen in the archive. We don't often give that out. It's psychictalk.net/archive. It'll take you right there, all the past shows. Or just on the main page, the front page of psychictalk.net, scroll down and you'll see a link to upcoming shows, but there's also a link to the archive. And you'll be able to listen to the show again. Remember to check out the guide in the blog at psychictalk.net. And tomorrow, tune in for the double feature. If we didn't get to your call today, remember, 2 full hours, 2 full shows taking phone calls tomorrow. Spiritual Landscapes, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, and directly being followed by Cooch's Cosmic Cafe at the top of the hour. So listeners, stay tuned. Callers, stay on the line, because Cooch's show will start right after Spiritual Landscapes. At 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, I'll be there running the board. I might even be on Cooch's show tomorrow with them and help them out with that. And go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see all the upcoming shows on the network. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to all the callers. And thanks to you, Mary Brown, for being here.
Thank you, Dex Carlisle. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Bye, Mary.
Bye, Dex. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.